Brishus Shmaran Rabbanon. The second of the two sedras that we're laying Bez Hashem this Shabbos, it begins with an important phrase, a famous phrase, but a phrase which is not easy to understand in terms of what is being asked of us specifically. The Torah says, Kedoshim Tiyu, Dabar Kodas Ben Yisrael, speak, Moshe is told to speak to all of Klal Yisrael, and tell them, Kedoshim Tiyu, to be a holy people, Ki Kadosh Ani, because I, Hashem, Kadosh Baruch, I'm holy. So it's a nice phrase, Kedoshim Tiyu. We tell students Kedoshim Tiyu. Maybe there's a poster in the hallway of the elementary school, the Yeshiva Ketana, Kedoshim Tiyu. But what does it mean? What exactly we're supposed to do? So we know that Rashi, based on the juxtaposition, the Smichas HaParshas, between the beginning of Kedoshim, the end of the first Seder this week, the previous Seder, Achrimos, which speaks about all the Yisurim relating to Arayas. So Rashi understands that Kedoshim Tiyu is a tzivui, to stay away, have a pushim, to remove yourself from Arayas, and also min ha'avera. It's unclear exactly what Rashi means by that phrase. But stay away from Arayas. Arayas are very tempting. In today's society, it's even more readily available, violations under the getter of Arayas. So the Torah warns us, Kedoshim Tiyu, stay away from Arayas. The Ramban has his famous essay, again, that if you haven't read it, or if you haven't read it in a while, it's worth reading over. You take 10 minutes. The Ramban develops the idea that there's such a concept of a novel, Bershus HaTorah. We have somebody who, technically speaking, is not in violation of any Aveira. He's Bershus HaTorah. But his behavior is not good. He's not acting in accordance with the Ratzon Hashem. That's what Kedoshim Tiyu comes to include. I have a lot of experience, Baruch Hashem, with the high school students. So sometimes you have in a classroom, more than sometimes, you have in a classroom and certainly in a school, and I don't want to offend anybody, maybe some of you were that guy. But there's always that one guy who's not behaving properly, and you can't nail him. You can't get, every time there's something, you can't get him. You want to bring him in, and you want to discipline him, you want to show him, and somehow he's always got a teretz, and there's some excuse, and it's it. He knows the handbook, the school handbook, Baal Peh. You know, he can't read three lines of Rashi, but he can analyze the school handbook like a Chaim and a Rambam. Right? But it says like this, and the problem is he's right. So you can't nail him, right? But you know he's not behaving properly. So Ramban says that's a novel Shul B'Shus HaTorah. A novel B'Shus HaTorah means somebody who, technically speaking, you can't pin an Aver on him. You can't get him. But it's not correct. And that's what Kedoshim Tiyu. So that's the Ramban. The difficulty with both Rashi and the Ramban is that they're taking a pasuk which is formulated as the mitzvahs I say, Kedoshim Tiyu, to do something, and telling you to stay away, to stay away from Arayas, stay away from being a novel B'Shus HaTorah. So perhaps we need a little bit more direction and understanding why it's formulated as an asay. There are Chaim is sensitive to this, so he says it's lite an asay, it's to give an asay, to associate an asay with Arayas. I'm sure Shofar Hirsch has an idea that it's telling you about the concept of self-mastery. A person has to be control and self-discipline and become a certain kind of moral, have a high moral standard. But I'd like to take it a little bit of a different direction based on something that the Rabbi Lichtenstein Zichrono Livracha said. This is printed in the Sefer that was printed in Hebrew originally, Mevakshei Fonecho, and then it was translated into English, Seeking His Presence, I believe it was called. And he has there's a whole chapter there about Kedusha, which is also Kedai to read. But he mentions, he's analyzing there where the concept of Kedusha comes from. Does Kedusha really emanate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or something that we have to create? And of course, it's a blend of both to a great extent. But in this essay, Rav Aaron, or this response to the question was asked, he says what a person has to do with Kedoshim Tiyu is absorb Kedusha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of Kedusha. We have to absorb that Kedusha. We were given the gift of being able to sort of take the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring it into ourselves. Rav Aaron suggested that that's what it means when the Pasuk says, Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kadosh. Ki is not because, not mipnei, not account of. Ki Kadosh, through, by means of the fact that I am Kadosh, so I'm giving you this ability to be Kadosh. And if that's the case, it seems to me, even taking this direction, but it seems to me that the tzivoy of Kedoshim Tiyu is similar to the tzivoy of Zekeli Vanveyu, according to Abba Shaul, of Anivahu, Mahu Chanu Avata Chanu, Mahu Rachum Avata Rachum, or the Es Hashem Elokechem Acharei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu, in the Gemara in Sota, that says, Mahu Mavakeh Cholam, Avata Mavakeh Cholam, you know, imitating a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Velachu Bidrochov. So, Mahu Kodosh Avata Kodosh. And the point is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the ability to do that. But still, what does it mean? What exactly do we do? So it's interesting, there is a Yerushalmi in Brachas that indicates that certain heretics, certain minim, asked from Simloi about certain psukim in Tanakh. And these psukim all seem to indicate that there is a multiplicity that a Kodesh, there's not one God, there's more than one God. And the Pasuk Naaseh Adam, right? It says, let us, or we shall make man. So how do we explain that? So they asked him a bunch of questions, each one he answered. There's a Pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua that says, Elohim Kedoshim Hiyu. Who? Elohim Kedoshim Hu. Kedoshim in the plural. To say Elohim Kadosh. So he answered them by saying, well, it says who? In the singular. So that answered them. That satisfied them. But apparently it didn't satisfy B'Simali's Talmidim. But why did it say Kedoshim? So he said, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh B'chol Minei Kedushas. The Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manifested in many different ways. That's why it's Elohim Kedoshim. If that's the case, it seems to me that the tzivu of Kedoshim Tiyu is for us to manifest Kedusha in many different ways, and in many different venues, and in many different stages of life. It seems to me it's not just while we're in the Beis Medrash, and just while we're davening. But our activity, everything we do, and everywhere we go, we have to manifest Kedusha. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh B'chol Minei Kedushos, that's us as well. So it seems to me, on a simple level, that when the Torah says Kedoshim Tiyu, what does it mean? It's Kedoshim Tiyu, colon. How? The whole rest of the Sedra. The whole rest of the Sedra. The rest of the Sedra really touches on so many mitzvahs. I mentioned in my shiur this morning, someone could do a mathematical study, but I think in terms of the density of mitzvahs, you know, in terms of the number of mitzvahs relative to the number of psukim, I think Parashat Toshim wins. There are Sedras with more mitzvahs in it. Sefer HaChinuch, you know, reckons in each Sedra. There are Sedras with more mitzvahs than Parashat Kedoshim, but in terms of the relatively small number of psukim, every pasuk has 3-4 mitzvahs, tremendous number of mitzvahs touching on every area. It's Ben Allah Makam, so it says Shmir Shabbos, matters relating to Karbonos. Ben Allah Chaver is upgevet, to after Echa Kamoche, Mo Sisa Sechich Bavavecha. Psukim about how we speak, Lo Sekal Al Cheresh, right? Our words have to have manifest Kedusha. What we look at, Al Tifno Al Alil, not even look at something that's reminiscent of Avodah Zarah. So every aspect of life has to be infused with Kedusha. What I think the Torah is telling us is that we have to search for opportunities for Kedusha. And that's what mitzvahs really are. Mitzvahs that we do daily, all the mitzvahs, ben alnochem, ben alchaver, ben alatzmo, mitzvahs should be an opportunity to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we have to bear in mind. Not easy. But mitzvahs shouldn't be done by rote. Mitzvahs shouldn't be done automatically. But every time you do a mitzvah, it's an opportunity for Kedusha. It's an opportunity to draw from the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what a mitzvah is. We don't always think about it, but really that's what we're supposed to think about. Again, both by Ben Olam Hakom and Ben Olam Chavero. To turn around and to say, now I'm doing this mitzvah as a means to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do I know that a mitzvah is a means of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because we say that in the Birchas HaMitzvahs. Every Birchas HaMitzvah has the phrase, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvosa. What do we need that phrase for in a bracha? Why don't we just say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shetzivanu Alachas Matzah. Well, anich tefillin, whatever the mitzvah is. What's the meaning of that phrase in the middle of the bracha? Bracha atah Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Asher kiddushanu mitzvosav v'tzivanu. V'tzivanu meaning, but asher kiddushanu mitzvosav. It's a parenthetical. You're writing it. Put that in parentheses. Asher kiddushanu mitzvosav. Then v'tzivanu anich tefillin. No, asher kiddushanu mitzvosav. The bracha is reminding us that this mitzvah that I'm about to do is an opportunity to draw from the kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is not my vart. The Ritva says this. The Kedusha Ritva in Pesachim, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, in the Sugya of Brichas HaMitzvah over L'Asiyasam. Listen to his Lashon. He says, and again, you'd hear it for, you might think it's Chassidish Avart or something like that. I don't have anything against Chassidish Avart, but there's a Rishon. He says, V'chosav Ritzal V'tam Zeh She'omru Chachomim Zichron L'Vrocha L'Varach HaMitzvah over L'Asiyasam. Why? Says the Ritva, K'dei She'iskadeish T'chila B'Brocha. The bracha gives you kedusha. V'yigale v'yodia shu osa osa mipnei mitzvah Hashem yisparach. That's the purpose of a birchas hamitzvah, says the Ritva. It's basically to connect your spirituality with the action that you're about to do. This is not some dry, random action. This is an action that infuses me with kedusha. V'od ki abrachas me'avodas hanefesh v'roi lahakti me'avodas hanefesh to the action l'maisa she'avodas haguf. The physical thing you're going to do, that's good. That's the tzivu. That's the maisa mitzvah. But there's something more than the Maisa Mitzvah. There's a backdrop to the Maisa Mitzvah. That's Kedusha. So every mitzvah is a ritual. So the truth of the matter is, you know, brachas became so automatic, so people forget that's what a brach is. So later on, they developed something else. Before the brach, we say, L'shem Yichud, or Hinei Nimuchad Amzuman. Right? So many people say it. Good. People have that. That's the purpose of that, too. Today, people don't pay attention to that, so we probably have to create something before that, you know, with Dabashem also. But L'maisa, that's what it's about. That's what the ritual says. So if that's the case, then every mitzvah that a person does is an opportunity for kedusha. It seems to me that if we want to be kedushim tiyu, that's the tzivui, then we have to look for mitzvah opportunities. We have to look not only to do the mitzvahs that we're commanded to do at a certain specific time. We have to look around for more opportunities. That's the Torah, kedushim tiyu. How do we achieve kedusha through mitzvahs? So look around and find opportunities for mitzvahs. There are a lot of opportunities. You don't realize it. You know how many times in the course of a day there's an opportunity for mitzvahs, besides the mitzvah we have to do, you know, putting on talis and tefillin and davening and learning. But mitzvahs with another person, let's say, to talk about Melo Chavera for a moment. You know, it's coming up now to the finals. Maybe the boys have finals coming up. Now you can help another person during finals. Maybe there's a friend of yours who could use some help in the subject, in the same class as him, and you know the material pretty well. You walk up to the other person and say, you need a little help, you want to review, you want to study together? Maybe you don't need it, you know it already. But it'll help the other person. You want to study together for an hour. That can be mechazik, another person, opportunity for a mitzvah that can draw from Kedusha. Or you see a person, a friend of yours struggling, so he's studying late at night in the front, and say, you come up with, buy him a chocolate bar, you know, spend a dollar, you can buy him a soda or something like that. Here, I see you working hard. There are plenty of opportunities. I'm talking about, you know, in daily activity here in Kaz, there's opportunities outside, you know, to get involved with people who need help and helping in the shul, a lot of things. I don't have to tell you. The point is to search for opportunities. That's the mitzvah of kedoshim to you. Mitzvahs in that sense give you chiyus, gives you life, it gives you a meaning. And that's the pasuk in the first segment, Parshas Achrimos, the famous pasuk, Asheyase Osam Odom, Vochai Bohem. Vochai Bohem, the mitzvahs are designed to give you a spirituality, a spiritual life. It's not just a dry, drab action. It's supposed to be something that gives you life. It gives you chiyus. And it should be such a spiritual high that almost, it's interesting, as the Sefer Pidus Yosef, and he quotes on the Kotzke Rebbe, he says, a shtickle stirit. Because the Pasuk says that the mitzvahs were given, v'chai bohem, to live by them. But this Gemara Bracha says, ain't the very Torah miskaimen, el misha meimisat smaller. So, you know, on the one hand, it's v'chai bohem, another time it's meimis, so which is it, you know? So he says like this, he says that your attitude towards the mitzvah is so dramatic, so powerful, your yearning for spiritual connection has to be like you're ready to die from it. But mamash, it takes your soul. You're elevating your neshama, but your neshama is taken out of you. What protects you? The mitzvah. The mitzvah is a chayv. Oh, he did the mitzvah, that restores your life. And he says, very interesting, he says, that was the error of Nadav and Avihu. Alluded to at the beginning of the first Sedra Nachrimos. Nadav and Avihu came from a good place. They wanted to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They had this burning spiritual desire to bring a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they ran in and they were on that spiritual high. But it was Asher Lo Tziva Osam. There was no mitzvah. So they had the Meimisat Smolah, but they didn't have the Mechaibah to save them. So therefore, the consequences were disastrous. And therefore, I think that gives us a word of caution in a different direction. Because it's true that we need to seek spiritual connections through mitzvahs. But sometimes, we can go the wrong way also. There's an Isser in the first Sedra, the Machrimos, the Isser of Shchutei Chutz. Shchutei Chutz means a person brings karbonos outside the framework of the Beis HaMikdash. Coming from a good place. Person wants to sacrifice to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We find throughout Tanakh, throughout Nevi'im Rishonim, that this was a such a desire that even the good, the tzaddikim among the Malchei, based David and so on, and the Nevi'im, Rak habomos lo sorrow. How many times did it say that? Rak habomos lo sorrow. That they couldn't get rid of. Why? People had this desire to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but there's an issue called Shutei Chutz. The spirituality can be strong. Okay, but in a certain sense, you look in the pasuk in the Achrimos, Shchutei Chutz is associated with Avodah Zorah. In fact, the Maamar Shachar Zetruvi says that's where the Rambam got the idea, that the famous Rambam, the Mor Nebuchim, that the karbonos are given as a concession in terms of Avodah Zorah, he relates it to this. But in any event, the idea is that sometimes the quest for spirituality and for Kedusha can be taken too far. And this is a tremendous challenge. Sometimes, it's good. It's good to have excitement about mitzvah. Like I said before, there has to be. There has to be a passion. There has to be that drive for kedusha. And some people get it. It's very popular today to have tishes and you know, cholent Thursday nights and this. You know, in my time, cholent was Shabbos morning. You know, and that was it. Now then it became Friday night. They had it at tish Friday night. Then it's Thursday night after Mishmar. So there's a joke that's going around. You know, what's the difference? How can you tell the difference between a yeshiva bacha and a married guy? A yeshiva bacha has chomp Thursday night, Friday night, and Shabbos lunch. And a married guy has chomp Shabbos lunch, Sunday night, Monday night, and Tuesday night. But all of this, whether it's the chomp or whatever it is designed so guys come, they sing, and you have kalbach minyanim, and so it's wonderful. I don't denigrate them. But you can't let the tuffel become the ikker. The quest for spirituality has to be grounded in halacha. has to be grounded in mitzvahs. I know somebody, I don't know him that well, but somebody, you know, it's very makbid to go to the mikveh. I don't know if it was every day or every Shabbos. They happened to be in my community one time, whatever it was. So I saw him Friday night. So he lived in, he was staying by somebody far from the mikveh, whatever. He came to shul at the end of Kriyas HaTorah. So I thought, I said, how are you? Everything okay? I thought he had to go to the mikveh. So I'm thinking to myself, it's very nice to be makbid to go to the mikveh, but he missed Tfilah B'Tzibur. He missed Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, sometimes you can take the ikur and make that tough on the tofel ikur. That's what Shchutei Chutz warns us. A spiritual quest for the desire to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to become a Kadosh, to just document how important it is. But it has to be grounded in halacha, grounded in mitzvahs. The backdrop to everything is Kadoshim Tiyu, but there is specific tzivuyim. Kadoshim Tiyu is a headline. Then the whole rest of the sedva is specific requirements in accordance with halacha. And one of the tainas that the original misnagdim had against the chassidim was that they weren't careful about the details of the mitzvahs, right? So they say that the chassidim know how to daven, but they're not makbid. They know how to daven very well. They're not makbid to daven the right zman. Misnagdim are makbid to daven the right zman, but they don't know how to daven. Right? And what you really need is both. And there's no stira. You shouldn't be. You should be able to do both. That should be our goal. That's what these parshas are teaching us. Archimos and Kedoshim. Right, it says the very beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. Right, Shivisa Hashem Lenegdi Somit. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the backdrop to everything. Kadosh Baruch Hu has to have your mamish, the Yud Kei Vav Kei in front of your eyes at all times, and therefore seek opportunities to do mitzvahs, to help other people, to help students who need help, to be a ben Torah, to stand up for what's right, and to recognize how a ben Torah is supposed to interact and behave, how you act, how you interact. I say this, you know, in high school all the time. You know, but it's true to everybody. I mean, you know, in the morning when the bus driver drops you off, you say good morning, you say thank you. The guy across the street who gave you a slice of pizza for lunch, you say thank you. I just heard today, my wife went to a place, I live in Teaneck, my wife went to a place where she gets the nails done, pedicure, she gets a pedicure. Okay, so she went to get her nails done, and the person who was doing it knew she's a rabbi in the neighborhood, and she was complaining. That's the way some of the women, I'm talking about from women, clearly from women, treat the employees. You have these ladies who work in the store, are going to probably get paid $15 an hour or something like that to do whatever they do. And they're berated. They're treated poorly. And my wife thought, she apologized on behalf of all the people. She said, I'm sorry, I can't really represent them. But she thought, she came home, she told me, there's such a chil Hashem that's what they think of from people. I mentioned before, Kalbach Minyonim. Shlomo Kalbach, someone told me this story, that he was once with him. He used to live on his shul was on 79th Street. He went to used to be a restaurant, the Milchigir restaurant called Famous Restaurant. That was called Famous. I actually had a Shevet Brachos in that restaurant. Not with Shlomo Kalbach, I just had a Shevet. It was a famous restaurant in those days. So he went in the morning with this person to get a cup of coffee. And the cup of coffee cost, I don't know, $3.50, whatever it was. And he gave the waiter the $20 bill. He told him to give the rest as a tip. So the person was very surprised. So he said, that's for all the Jews who don't give a tip when they come covering everybody else. But Lemaisa, as I say, opportunities come all the time for us to do chesed. Opportunities come for us to all the time to do mitzvahs. The tzivui of Kedoshim Tiyu is search for those opportunities. I time have to search hard. The Torah's not giving us a mitzvah. It's not, we don't have to go traveling and looking. Mitzvahs are available right in front of us. And certainly, those mitzvahs that we perform regularly, davening and putting on talis and tefillin and learning, should be with an idea of kedoshim. That's the ritva. Again, it's not me. That's the ritva. Ritva says that's the idea of a birchas mitzvah. Ain't a chanami. There are a lot of mitzvahs that don't have a birchas mitzvah before. We have to figure out why. The tshuva is about that too. Why some mitzvahs don't have it. But whatever it is. But conceptually, the idea of a mitzvah is like the Ritva says, "Kadesh Yiskadesh Tchila Bebrocha VeYigala VeYodia Shu Osa Osa Mei Mitzvahs Hashem Yisbar." We should be aware that we're performing mitzvahs, and we should find that spiritual connection, that kedusha. And there's so many opportunities of Kadosh Baruch Hu's kedoshim in the plural, Elokim Kedoshim, Simloin Yerushalmi, because kedoshim in the plural is Kadosh B'chol Minei Kedushos. We can find kedusha in many, many ways also. But again, with that caveat. With all the excitement and all the singing and zmiris and all these things that we do to create that atmosphere of Kedusha, it's wonderful, and I encourage it more and more, but it has to lead somewhere. It has to lead to more mitzvahs al pi halacha, the way it's done, which says in the Shulchan Aruch, Shivisa Hashem Lenegdi Somit, yes, but what follows? The whole rest of the Shulchan Aruch. So that's with our eyes, that's I think the idea of Kedoshim Tiyu, and we should be zochet to fulfill that. Thank you for listening. Okay. Good.